Recording in progress.
Doing it.
Let's start the freaking song. I've got to be better. I've just got to be better.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the kitchen? Fuck me out
there. Good taste, skip the generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
No?
You can't hear me?
Sorry. No, I can hear you.
Oh.
Hold on.
Why are you calling me?
Oh, 1 second. Sorry.
Okay. What a great way to start the show. You know, I'm in Florida, obviously, if you can tell that from the fact that I'm sitting on a ground in a new location, and we're doing it virtually. So that's exciting. Are you okay? Are we good?
Yeah, he's locked out of that. He's locked out. Yeah, I got it.
That makes sense. Okay. don't you want to pick it up? I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Wheeler.
Here we go. We'll be back. And welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I just did that like 17 times. How are you feeling? You don't feel well.
Yeah, I woke up and I'm so fucking tired. And like my face, I look like from the Goonies, that one guy who just looks fucked up. That's what I look like.
That is
weird. I don't know what. My face looks swollen and shit. But on the upside, it's because I've been cleaning my ass off because I'm going to Maui at the end of next week. But on the upside, look at this fucking shirt I got.
Oh yeah, that's right. Chickens. I love it. I really love it. I love it with the tinfoil hat. He's thriving. I was gonna say, I was literally 2 days ago. It was the weirdest fucking thing. I like get to the gym. I'm feeling a little nauseous. I'm like, oh, whatever, it's fine. I have like these ginger chews. I'm working. I go to see my uncle. Like I'm like, my mom had to go fucking see my uncle. Drive. I'm on the drive. It was like a 20-minute drive. I went from like feeling kind of nauseous to being like, I am so ill that we parked, I got out, I threw up in his driveway. I'm like dripping in sweat. And I'm like, of course, now I have to go see my uncle who's like, takes everything so personally. He's like, oh, I'm so glad you could come. Like, I guess I'll never see you again. Like, so, but he was nice about it, but he's like, you should probably leave. And I was so like ill that I didn't even want to get back in the car and go home. I like, it felt like someone beat the shit out of me.
Was it heat stroke?
No, it was like a 24-hour flu. And like, I slept outside because I like couldn't get comfortable. I like got in the bath. I laid in the bath for like 3 hours because my body was in so much pain. I physically like had to float or I would like, Jesus. I couldn't get comfortable. It was so weird. This happened to me like last year too, when I was working, I had to leave work. It was same exact shit, just a day of like pure hell. And then I woke up the next morning and I was like, I feel a lot better and just totally fine. I'm like, okay, I felt like I just got
assaulted. That's the best type of sickness, though.
I know, like, but
fuck,
I was like,
I only get one day.
There's no rhyme. There's no reason. I'm like, what's happening? Like, why did this happen? And why does this keep happening? But anyway,
I got heat stroke the other day.
Is it hot?
It's hot. Yeah, today it's not. Today it's cloudy as fuck. But I was out the other day and I was like, oh, I'm going to pass out. And I had been drinking water and everything. And like, I had to like lay down for a while and Tyler was like, do you want me to come home? And I was like, no, it's fine. I think I got heat stroke, but only for a couple hours. So definitely not what you fucking had.
It was like the full flu. Oh my God.
Yeah. I like your little outfit. It's very cute.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Boca vibes, Bocacella, weekend one. It's getting crazy. Yeah. What a, it's been so freaking beautiful here. I gotta say, like,
Really? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like the weather is so perfect. And I asked Ryan, he said it's pouring rain. He was like, it's been raining. So I lucked out. It hasn't even gone hot, which has been nice.
I love that. That's like the perfect Florida time, you know?
I know. I thought it was going to be brutal.
I should go with you next time that it's around this time, you know? It's perfect timing. It's not that hot.
Realized
what?
there's no hallway upstairs. There's no, like, remember, Ryan said something, he pointed it out. He was like, hey, your mom's house is just an absolute fire hazard and surely isn't to code. And I was like, whatever are you talking about? And he's like, you have to go through every
bedroom to get to the next room. Yeah. Upstairs. And, yeah, that's true.
And there's no escape. So let's say there's a fire in the middle room. Like you have to, you can't get out. There's no way down.
That back room, right?
Yeah.
That's all the way. About the upstairs one. Yeah. The one where it's like a little gym /
it goes down. Yeah, it goes through levels. And if you're in there and there's a fire in the bedroom, you're fucked. Yeah. You can't go anywhere.
Well, and I think that room would be the most plausible fire room.
Well, because are you talking about all of the flammable paints and butane everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a blowtorch kiss.
And feathers, maybe, you know.
Everything flammable, you can think of with blowtorches. And she's like, meh. But I was thinking, but he said that. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, how else would an upstairs be? Like, I forgot how houses worked. I'm like, I just don't know any other way the house would go. And then yesterday I'm sitting there, I'm like, hallways. Most times you have hallways that you go down and you go down a hallway. It's like room, 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 room. This house is you just go through rooms to get to all the rooms. What is this house
upstairs though? Downstairs there's hallways.
Yeah, downstairs is normal, but who built an upstairs like that? Like, who was this for?
I'm thinking, did your mom expand the room? Because there isn't there a oh no, there's not a banister right there anymore. There's just a mural, right?
Yeah, she bought
a hallway would be.
I guess so. But this is how the house, she bought the house like this. I'm like, who fucking designs a house like this?
Yeah, that's a weird way to design that.
Bizarre.
Because technically, can you say that that's another room? Because there's no door to it.
They're all
That means who's going in that room? Does that just mean your mom? It has two massive ass rooms, or whose kids gonna stay in that room?
More than two. There are three, four rooms up there. I mean, if you got the bathroom with two toilets in it, there is a her bedroom. Then you walk through, and then it's a big ass bathroom with a his and her side.
Yeah.
And then
which
you walk
is thick.
Crazy. You walk upstairs into an office.
Oh, then, I forgot about the office.
Oh, yeah.
Part.
There's more rooms. And then you go from the office down to her little sewing area room.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who can be a house like that? And there's no way that's the code. There's no
that's
way.
That's true. That's weird because there's not even a kitchen or anything up there where they were like, we'll split it into two sides of the house, something like that,
No
way. Just one massive.
There is a sink.
I wonder if it was a custom home.
Surely it was. Yeah.
And just one woman was mom and was like, listen, I live upstairs, bitch. I want all the things.
No, she told me, I think she said that the guy who designed this house, who built this house, was the architect for Wendy's. I'm not exaggerating. I am pretty sure she said something weird like that, where I was like, what? He was an architect and he designed the house for his own needs, which were lavish parties. And the kids were meant to be sequestered downstairs. And everything happened upstairs. I'm like, okay, I guess that's the only way.
But also interesting, you're sleeping in your, office. You're sleeping next to all your shit. Don't you kind of want that to be separate? But he did pick the best rooms. He did pick the best rooms. The office is a beautiful view, for his office.
It's bizarre.
The other room, great view over there. Could watch the kids if they're sneaking out.
I guess. I don't know. I'm like, but then you
have, that's fucking weird.
my room and my brother's room, they both have sliding doors.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They don't, those people didn't care about their children. It's just,
they're like, get out. We don't care.
They're like, are you gone? We don't know. We're upstairs.
Yeah. We've been up here for weeks.
Exercise everything up there. Anyway. Yeah. And you can't, and I was thinking, you can't have people stay at this house. You can't have a guest upstairs because you have to walk through all the rooms.
Yeah. You only have guest rooms downstairs.
That's right.
And how many rooms downstairs are there? Two actual rooms, right?
There's not many.
Because the other one is porched in area, which is huge, but that's not a room. You can't stay there. Okay. Well, you could stay
I guess there's.
Who else can stay there?
There's three rooms down here, but one of them, Linda turned into her bead room. So two. Mm.
Yeah, see, that makes it weird for guests. You're right. You know,
this is the most
and guests.
This is house is built for selfish people. Like, it's like, I don't want anyone staying here, but I want to like have my own life upstairs.
Yeah.
Perfect for her.
Yeah. Nice. Jesus.
What have you been up to? Tell me all the things.
What have I been up to? Oh, we transferred the chickens are massive.
Really?
They're jumping on top of the baby thing, as I'm a prom might have said. So they start jumping out of the baby container.
That's right. But they're
when
massive.
We're at the
you
retreat.
Said?
Yeah, they're massive. And so we took them on a day trip over to their coop that we will be putting them in soon. And I've been just like cleaning and fucking doing gardening shit. Nothing too crazy to tell you the truth. Huh?
We took the chickens on a daycation.
Yeah, we took them on a daycation. It was cool. I found one of those jumping spiders that people keep on TikTok.
What?
Have you seen those?
No.
It's so cute. It was such a little cutie. Such a cutie, but I didn't keep him. I think I have some notes, but do you want to talk about the retreat? Since
We didn't?
No, we did not.
Oh, yeah. Well, we absolutely should after how we left it last time. Holy shit, yeah, so much has happened since then.
We talked so much shit.
Yeah, we really didn't talk about it?
No, we didn't.
What the fuck happened?
That's why I said we should have a podcast that Monday after. And you were like, yeah. And then it didn't happen. And then, so now we're here.
Happened?
So we have to talk about it.
Something must have happened. I don't remember.
We were just living. There was a lot that weekend.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh my God. It was wild. Take it back. Everything. It
we
was
take
great.
Everything back.
We also, take it all back at a great time.
Yeah. They never said bright, which they said light.
Oh yeah.
To wear bright, light clothes, not bright clothes. What I was impressed with is the second day, I don't know if you noticed, but I even took a video. Almost everybody was wearing like the baby blue fucking leggings I was wearing the day before. Yeah. And everyone was like, yeah, you're right. We're going to make it bright. And then everybody started wearing bright clothes on the second day. I was like,
about that. And I was like, I mean, like you could take light two different, like light as in like not heavy.
Light color or
not heavy. Linen, only linen.
Yeah.
Where's everybody linen?
Which there was a lot of linen there.
They really should clarify. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Make sure you know the color scheme.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was. It was
fantastic.
So much fun.
Yeah, we had so many different boards that we got to see. Like so many intelligent people. We made friends with multiple fucking healers. I found out I'm very good at insight. Apparently, I'm like, I feel like I need water. She's like, I think you need water. I'm like,
oh yeah, yes. She did say that. You were like, I wish there was water around. We're literally next to a giant pool. She's like, oh my God, look what I manifested.
No, I was saying like my energy needed to be released through water. And
I know.
Like,
remember we were having that and I was like, look behind you. And you're like, perfect.
I love it.
Yeah. A giant body of water. Exactly what I needed. That was so funny. Yeah, no, you are very in tune with yours. You know what you need.
Apparently. But we did Hoppe, I think it's called.
Hoppe. Dude, the Hoppe is a vibe.
Yeah.
I also was trying to snort.
This stuff up that's from the Amazon and like blessed by a shaman, an actual
tobacco.
Shaman.
It's tobacco.
It's tobacco ashes. So that was cool.
Yeah.
It was very grounding but uplifting, as Nikki said. I think. We did a breathwork class that was so fantastic. Nikki became an exorcist. I also became an exorcist, but a lot less, I guess. You're supposed to like shake to move all the energy out of your body. It was like exactly what I needed. It was amazing. We became friends with that lady. She's friends with me on fucking Instagram now. And we talk about butter, making butter and shit together.
Butter. Yeah, this sound bath breath work class was just an absolute. It was an absolute vibe. I have taken breath work classes before, I gotta say. And it's
it was
like
nothing like that.
Great.
Yeah.
But you know, you hear people that are like, it changed my life. And you're like, okay, sure it did. Like, Teresa, you know, like, enjoy your juice and like your soul cycle class. It's just like, that's just how the people are like really diehard about it. And I'm like, yeah, I've taken them. I feel good. Like, that's, you know, whatever. It's like, a class. When I tell you guys, I was fully paralyzed. In my hands for like a solid 3 minutes, which doesn't sound like a lot, but like if you're paralyzed, It's a lot.
It's a long time.
Hysterically crying because it was terrifying. It was, but like, I was so, I've never been so scared. It was insane. Like, but amazing in the best way possible. I've never experienced anything like that before. It really was like such an amazing weekend.
It was like painful energy moving through, which was like a weird thing in your hand, in my, like, so what it was is like, we were breathing really quickly and deeply, like from our stomach and then through, which was like moving a lot of energy and like all this stuff that was like clogged up in us, which was exactly what I needed. But it was like leaving through your, this sounds fucking crazy, guys, but this is a real thing. And it, the energy was like leaving through your arms and your legs. And so like, as soon as they started, like, they're like, by the way, your hands might get like fucking clamped up. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And automatically my hands are like, they're like, you need to shake your hands, shake your hands, shake your hands. And so I'm like shaking my hands. And then they're like, you need to shake your arms. And so I'm like fucking laying there trying to like breathe. And I'm like, I'm going like this with my fucking arms and shit. And it hurt. Like the energy hurt. Like Nikki got like, she just got full.
I like literally was like a T-Rex walked up. And then I was
trying to get it out at least. I feel like.
Thank God everybody had their eyes closed. I was like trying to shake it out. And I was like. Like I was like a Tyrannosaurus Rex that fell over and like couldn't. And like crying and sad.
Like a and then at the T-Rex. End, it was like a full like. Exorcist vibes.
It was crazy.
And it went so good. It was like the best feeling afterwards. It was fantastic.
And then at the end, they like, the woman comes over, she reads your energy and she gives you a card. Oh, right? I didn't even ask you what your card said. What did your card say? Was it anything good?
I don't remember. It was just kind of on the same lines. You know what I mean? On the stuff I was working with.
Yeah. That's great. I got a different card. I guess there's like a bajillion cards. Yeah. And so she puts a card. I'm like, great. You know, I wake up from the most traumatic experience I've had in a long time. I like read the card. I'm like, okay, great. We leave. One of the girls from the event's like, hey, they really want to talk to you. Like the husband and wife who did this, they want to talk to you. And I'm immediately like, it was so traumatic for me that I was like, oh, they're going to tell me like I was crying blood. Like I was like literally foaming at the mouth and that's never happened. And I need to go to the emergency room. Like I need to see a priest. I need to be baptized immediately. I don't know what's going on. So I go out and the lady's like, okay. So she pulls out, like, she's like, I went to give you your card and I pulled out the pamphlet for like what all the cards come in. You know, it was like the little sleeve all the cards come in. She was like, and I was like, I'm not going to give her the sleeve. So she put the card away and then the pamphlet away. And then she pulls a card. And I guess all the cards had different designs, but like the card that she pulled for me was the same design that was on the pamphlet, which apparently doesn't happen ever. That's never happened in all of her sound bathing years. And I was like, oh my God. She's like, so whatever's on the card is meant for you. I read this motherfucking card. I was like, what? Like, so unimpressed. It was like the most, like, I thought it was going to be like, you are a wizard. Like, something that nobody else should have. Like, you need to go to space. Like, I thought it was going to change my life. And I was underwhelmed, to be honest, after that spectacle. But
hopefully. That wasn't the funny part of the story.
What was the funny part?
The funny part of the story was that it was the universe again fucking with Nikki and talking to her through the language that she knows, which is jokes.
It's true.
And then the universe is like, here, bitch, I'll give you the fucking pamphlet. And then like, here, I'll give you the pamphlet again. Like,
I know.
Like, just fucking with her, which was the funny thing. We talked about. Yeah.
There's another story where I was like, I'm so stressed
about it. It makes more sense with the other story. Yeah.
I'm so stressed about money and I gave my friend these jeans and she was like, it's fine. As we're having this conversation, she pulls out the jeans. I'm giving her a $100 bill. And I'm like, oh my God, like the universe hears me. They love me. Like I am supported. And I was like, hold on. And I pick it up and it was literally a fake $100 bill. Who has fake money? Who has prop money in their pants?
Yeah.
Me. Like during that, his timing is weird. Anyway.
It was great. And then we met this other lady who's I would like to just be friends with her.
I love
more
her.
Like, I'd be super down to work with her, but I think, like, I got more of, like, a solid friend vibe from her, and I don't really get very many friend vibes from people.
True, you don't.
Yeah. Her name's Ashley, by the way.
Ashley!
And she's, like, one of the most like talented yoga teacher. She has like every award.
Yeah.
From yoga people.
Like, yoga psychologist.
But yeah, she's a yoga psychologist and she uses different psychedelics and drugs to, to work through different things with people. And she was just a really rad. She was just like, rad chick. Like, that's a good word. Mm-hmm. Rad. Yeah. Yeah. She talked to Nikki, or Nikki talked to her about maybe coming on and doing something with Brett.
Once we do our,
we will see.
Once that happens, hopefully. By the way, Shauna, my friend, the neuroscientist, was like, I just was in Napa doing this conference and I met this girl who knows you, who just met you. I was like, Ashley?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that they already knew each other.
No, she's like, I'm doing a conference with her in like
two. Oh,
I was like, nice. Oh my God.
The conference that they're at right now is fucking beautiful.
They even
seen it? Yeah.
No.
I want to go to that shit. That was, you got to have some money to go to that baby.
Yeah.
All these fucking beautiful place.
I gotta say, all this shit is like, if you want to be mindful, like you better, like, you know, in
you gotta have some money.
You gotta have a little bit of dough. Like, yeah. I guess you could do it on your own, but like, it's like not the same.
Yeah.
You could be like in a sound bath or something. I don't know. It sound baths seem expensive, right? Like, I don't know. I've only ever been
everything's expensive.
That's right.
Yeah. I went to sound baths and they're expensive.
No.
Because you have to lay on like horse hair mattresses while you do it.
And you're like, crystal mats.
That's a lot of money to do that.
I know.
We also got, I got acupuncture, which actually was, I am now an acupuncture believer.
Wait, really? You didn't get acupuncture before that?
No, I've never had acupuncture in my life. And
really?
It fucking holds my back a lot. First time. And she talked to me like about what acupuncture does. And I was like, bitch, that makes sense. Like, it makes total sense.
Wait,
and
then
this other lady went in there and she was like one of the more like pretty people. And she was like, I just want to look young forever. And she was like, okay, I got you. I'm going to acupuncture the shit out of your face. And she was like, okay. And she like talked about the science behind doing that. And it's like, you can get like a little facelift from that too.
Cause yeah,
it's just
true.
Sitting and like having your body like send little like searcher bees out there and being like, what's going on over there? You good? You need some extra little help? Here you go. Like, it's just sick. I don't know. I really like the science behind it. And then she started in, I didn't tell you this, but she started in an IVS. Yes.
She told me. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then she started talking to me about a bunch of shit. She can do this like hair analysis thing that helps you figure out how much like your body needs to take stuff up. And like, she's like, I create super babies. I was like, okay.
Oh my God. Whoa. is actually, I literally cannot wrap my head around the fact that you've never had acupuncture. I don't know why. I just assumed because you're you and like you have crystal, you have like a lot more. I get acupuncture and like you are like, it's me.
Yeah.
Like
I've never done acupuncture.
You charge your crystals. Sage.
I don't feel like acupuncture is a hippy dippy thing. I think acupuncture goes more in line with like the people that go to chiropractors. You know,
I guess,
or people that I guess like medicine, or like what is it called? Like natural
Western medicine.
Yeah. I guess that's true too. That's true. But I always put it in the column of acupuncture.
Like a chiropractor?
A chiropractic for some reason. And I will never go to a chiropractor because it's the shit out of me.
Dude.
I
got
have you
that
been
acupuncture?
No.
Chiropractor. Oh, yeah. I've been to a chiropractor. It does like, I don't know. Love it, but it's different because what like acupuncture is muscular. Like, and it really helps with muscles. But I was telling the lady, like, this is where my pain is. But like, she's like, have you ever gotten acupuncture? I'm like, if you like acupuncture, I gotta take you to my guy.
Okay, Dr.
Kang. This man, I was trying to tell the lady, I'm like, oh wow, this is really like a great experience. I have an acupuncturist. He's phenomenal. But sometimes I feel like when I tell him my concerns, he doesn't give a fuck about me. Like, he doesn't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, he literally, this man, he has no bedside manner. He's like, put a gown on, leaves the door open, like makes noodles, like comes in, and I tell him what's wrong, and he's like, okay, I don't even know what you just said, but he like feels, he like stands over me and he feels my wrists and he looks down at me and doesn't blink. And I literally am like staring up at this man as he's like feeling my wrists. And I'm like, am I going to make it? Like, am I going to be okay? I thought I just had like some slight hip pain. And this man is like,
you're dying. Yeah.
Like it's for like a long time. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Oh shit. My computer is going to die. Hold on.
Anyway. He is just, I love that man.
Dr. K.
Yeah, I'll go to him. I want to go to that other girl too. The only thing I didn't like about that girl, I really, really liked her. But the only thing I didn't like about her was she kind of made it sound, I don't like it when people think that they're like, oh, I can solve everything.
Yeah.
Like if you say that you can do everything, I don't trust you, you know? And I just feel like everything that like I would bring up, she'd be like, oh, I could solve that. Like, oh, and then the other girl came in and she's like, oh, I could solve everything. And I'm like, I don't like that. Don't do that. But I do like her. Hold on.
One sec.
Yeah. And then I got cupping, which I didn't get cupped hard enough, I must say, because I didn't even get any battle wounds, which I was like, you know. Yeah, I didn't get cupped hard enough.
What?
Because I didn't even get any like cool cupping marks. Like everybody else got cool ass cupping marks. He only put mine on for like a minute because she did like an extensive, she did my acupuncture like way longer than everybody else because I was the last person. I was like, listen, the left side of my, oh, I forgot to tell you guys this. The left side of my body like was fucked at the retreat. Like my right back was fucked. My right hip was fucked and my foot was fucked and my was going numb. So I was like, I think I blew a disc or something. And so she was like, all right, I got you. You're the last person. So she like went extensive on my shit. And then that's why she only did like a little bit of cupping.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense that
my back was killing me from it. It hurts so
bad. Cupping? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It looks weird. Like, hey, let me suck your fat really quick. I don't know.
It like I feel my muscle like separate from my bones. You don't feel that?
Can you do cupping?
Yeah, it like, oh my God. Because I have
I got fat there.
No, I think you have like a really bad knot. Like,
it's
the knot. And like, if they get it right, you're like,
yeah, that's true. Are you supposed to get the knot?
I think so. I think you're supposed to get the muscle. I don't know. Dr. King does it to me also.
Oh.
And then he leaves me in a room and doesn't say like anything at all. He like just does it and like leaves. And I'm like,
just dips.
He literally just dips out. And I'm like, is this, I feel like it's always on for a different time. He puts me under a red light, like a little iguana.
Ooh.
Comes back in, maybe. And he's like, feels my wrists again. And then he leaves. And I'm like, doctor, you have to go to this guy. This man is legit. Like, so I asked the lady, this like sweet, like white Christian lady who at this thing.
Yeah.
And she was like,
she's pregnant, by the way. Did you know that?
Ah, I was like, what is he doing? Because like, I can't ask Dr. King.
Can't ask him.
He will never tell me.
The nerve.
She's like, you have to be like really like only like very experienced acupuncturists can like, he's like reading your heartbeat and like the flow of like
your blood.
Energy and oxygen. Oh, yeah. Like out from your like heartbeat on your wrists. And
whoa.
I'm like, so he knows, like, based on how fast it's beating and, like, the rhythm of it, like, where you're blocked.
Oh.
And, like,
that's sick. I'd love that.
Yeah. But,
yeah,
like,
I want to go to him.
He's in a strip mall, and he'll try and sell you tea. He loves, like, he'll be like, you need this tea, and you need to come back in 3 days. And you'll be like, Dr. King, I don't live here. And then you just have to say, okay, I'll call.
Okay. Yeah.
But I love him. He's great.
Okay, sick. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's right by my house. Maybe like, I don't know, 15 minutes from my house. Oh, no.
Nice. I'll just go next time I go up there.
I'll take you.
Are we doing two today?
We can. It's up to you. You want to? You really want to do one? It's up to you.
Sure. We could try it. If it doesn't go well, we could not do it.
All right. Let's
just be me and you shooting the shit.
Oh, look, we have 10 more minutes. Okay, this is good. I thought we had to, but we don't. Dr. King. Yeah. Oh man.
Yes. What else happened at the thing? I also got my arms rubbed on by this, like, just felt like a hot ass rock. And then I found out later that the lady was like, it was supposed to be for like you know, cellulite, like getting rid of cellulite. So I did it on the back of my arms. So I was like, cool. And then I heard someone else later, they're like, by the way, the results are supposed to be in 6 to 8 weeks. And I'm like, okay. And it's not permanent. So I'm like, so in 6 to 8 weeks for like 3 days, I think I might look good.
My arms might look like marginally different.
Marginally better. So yeah.
Yeah. I actually will say they did that laser thing. I'm like, I feel like maybe my eyes are brighter. Like
your eyes do look really good. Was it that same thing? Was it like a wand?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd okay, cool. That's what I got on my arms.
I was like,
but it sounded sick.
Really?
But a lot of other people got the vampire thing. And then it was funny because then the panel guy came on and he's like, by the way, if you guys got any of those treatments done, don't go in the sun. This mother- we were in the sun for like 8 hours that
the
day.
The whole time we're in the sun. She like, what? Yeah. I will say that she's great. Dina's great. But like,
yeah, she's
amazing. She was like really like running the ship to the point where it's yeah. like, you got to read the room.
Yeah.
You got to like know you had a wellness retreat.
I just, if we had like an extra day, I think it could have just brought a little extra like calmness. And then as well as like maybe if we would have stayed there, you know?
Yeah.
But
it needed to be spaced out more.
Yeah.
A lot more. Because it was like, I went on a journey. I had like a crazy meditation. Then we did that sound bath where we were paralyzed. And like, there was like, we got our makeup. And she's
like,
done.
Jump on into this. Yeah. It's like, I need a fucking minute, dog.
Yeah. It's like, let's talk to you about fillers. I'm like,
I'm like, oh my God.
No. And then I went to our friend had a dinner like for her birthday that night. And I was like, Ryan's like, do you want to go? I'm like, I guess so. And so I like go to this dinner straight away. After like I was died and was reborn, and then everyone's like, "How would you get?" And I'm like,
"Wow, I can't believe you did that." Because for hours after the retreat, like I had to decompress so hard for hours, and then I was like more of a normal person. But like my brain felt like it was a swollen vegetable. Like you brought up the swollen, you were like, "My brain feels swollen." I was like, "Mine feels like a swollen vegetable." Like very much those vibes of just being like, we had so much being put into our heads, like. Constantly we like really needed a minute.
Yeah, we really did. I thought I was just
There was also this lady that talked about like rewiring your brain and like talking about it, and like I don't really know what her profession, or I guess she's the psychologist, and she worked with Tina, right?
Yes. Is she a psychologist?
Yeah, I think so, because she went to her that's like her psychologist. Okay. And she talks about like creating evidence for like the bad thoughts that you have and like rewiring your brain in different ways like that. And I was like, that was I tried it as soon as I got back, actually. Really? It went okay. Yeah. It's hard to create the evidence, but you know,
I was confused by that. Like I wasn't really following. She was like, this is your belief now. Like
change it to this. Yeah.
And I'm like,
And she would make not scientific, but like instead of being a little bit, it was less like woo woo, you know, and it was more like, okay, now if you think that's your belief, like give me, is it actually like you're being emotional or is it this or is it that? Yeah. And then after that, like, okay, now give me, if you really think that, then give me three fucking reasons why that's actually true.
Sure.
And then like, or be like, okay, give me three reasons why that's not true. Like you're like, making this shit up.
Feelings or, like, aren't you're just facts. Being
rude. Yeah. Feelings aren't facts, and like going in that direction with it. And then do you do the whole affirmation shit in the morning? Everybody loves that shit. And I feel like, so she was talking about, she's like, okay, like just do it. Just don't talk shit. Just do it. Like do, I think it's like three affirmations at night before you go to bed and like before, or after you meditate, or just before you go to bed, and then three in the morning. And she was like, seriously, like it changes your life. Like you don't have to believe it. It doesn't matter. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Something
and
nice about yourself or something.
Yeah, anything. Oh. Like, you know, I am powerful or something.
Oh, that's
shit.
My book. That's the whole, I mean, that's not that, but that was the book that I started, Shauna's book, Rewiring Mind, Good Morning, I Love You. She's literally like, that's her.
Yeah.
It's good. You put your hand on your heart first thing. Good morning, I love you, Nicole. Whatever you're, like, that's what you do. Just, and she, it took me like 3 years. And one day I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I love myself. Like, this is weird. I felt that. But she's like, that's I did it for 3 years every day. She like, and you just do it. Like it doesn't, but one, so every single morning I do it, but
it was like that same, I feel like that girl was also like, her thing was called like rewiring. Like, I think that they would probably have a lot to talk about together.
I'm sure.
But is that like the only one that you do? Cause after that thing, I was like, fuck, I want to do that. But then I still haven't done it.
Well, and now what I do is every time I have a negative thought, like, let's say I like look in the mirror and I go like, ugh, I look so fat. I go, no, you are beautiful. That's, I do, I swear to God, I do that in my brain. It's like so insane. I just start going out, no, you're skinny and you're perfect. And I walk away. It's so dumb. But I it's like, even if I don't believe it and it feels insane, I'm like, I'm shutting off that neural pathway for like, I don't want to do it anymore. But it's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure
that sounds good. I like that.
I don't know if it's like a positive, like I don't like approach the mirror and go like, you look great today. I just like look in the mirror and like if I have maybe one day I will, but for now every time I look in the mirror I generally I'm like and I just go no
you're a superstar. We are not doing that.
You bitch. Are so toned. You
are amazing.
Yeah, yes. That's what I, and then I, that's it. So that's my affirmation that I do. I don't know if it's really an affirmation, but
I like it.
Working on it. We have 3 minutes left. Do you have a thought of the day?
If you have chickens in your downstairs room, it will act like a giant dust explosion happened. I had to clean everything yesterday because of the fucking shavings and shit. They're everywhere. They're all in the air. It's everywhere. It's what do you think was going to happen? Having chickens in your house.
Why would
don't
you
have chickens in your house? Okay. Thought of the day.
Hey guys, pro tip.
Don't put chickens in your fucking house. They're dirty.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. What's my thought of the day? Oh, I went to see my uncle who fell for the 100th time. He keeps falling. And like now he is a live-in nurse. And I was like, nice. Hey, I have some advice. Have you ever thought about like not falling? And he's like, and he told me that he considered it. So that's my medical advice of the day. If you fall a lot and like you're elderly, like try not falling. And like it
just
might
stop
be
doing it. You idiot. What I said. Does he have a life alert?
Yeah, he has that. He has like a walker, a wheelchair. I'm like, motherfucker, why are you ever standing? Like, why don't you like
you have all these vehicles.
Stop. Like, and you have a lady that lives here. Like, you should never be falling, sir.
Yeah.
We've paid too much money for you to ever not be fall again on purpose. So step it up, sir. He said he considered it. So we'll see. Maybe next
time. Well, that's good.
That's good.
Did your cousin come too? Or not?
No, she's back. She's like this. She just got a therapist and she's like, this is so weird. This is the first time in my life that my therapist has been younger than me. And she's like, it's very strange. I'm like, God, I guess that is going to happen at some point. I don't like that thought.
Yeah. That's going to happen with everything.
That's going to always, that's going to happen to everyone. And I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay guys. Well, we love you and we'll see you next week.
Later, bye.